Good evening, everyone. This is Ari Perlman filling in for Mordechai Platzker. It's hard to fill in for Mordechai, but just for tonight, I wanted to discuss what we could talk about before Yom Kippur and during the Aseres Yeshuvah about Shuva Miyahava. So enjoy.
So preparing for Yom Kippur. Back, it's difficult to imagine a person with a greater love for the land of Israel than Moshe Rabbeinu. His passion to be in the land was so strong that when Hashem told him that he would not be allowed in, he davened with great fervor, but his prayers wasn't an ordinary cool request. The Gematria of the word Eva Etchanan is 515. We are taught that he davened 550 prayers to be allowed to go, and finally Hashem said no. So Rashi is teaching us, when it comes to making requests from Hashem, there are two systems, the merit system and the mercy system. Typically, we don't have the right to assume that we deserve the things we ask for, so we use the mercy system. Tzaddikim, on the other hand, are deserving, so they can ask for the merit system, yet they don't. They too ask in the method of mercy. Since Moshe Rabbeinu was so desired to be allowed into the land of Israel, why didn't he use the stronger system, the merit system? It may well have succeeded in getting Hashem to allow him to go into the land of Israel. I remember hearing that if he would have prayed one more time, Hashem said he would have had to destroy the world or something. He told him to stop, like he couldn't let him go in. So I don't know. There are obviously different ways to get to pray for Yom Kippur and to reach Hashem. But the shir I heard this over Shabbos was talking about is obviously there's two ways: is tshuva miyava and tshuva miyira. And the goal is to try to do tshuva miyava, doing repentance out of love for Hashem versus doing repentance out of fear for Hashem. You know, a lot of us fear punishment, so we do tshuva from fear, and that's very common. But to do tshuva when we're ahava, that we love Hashem so much, like how can we disappoint Him? That we do tshuva ahava, that supposedly takes the sins we did and converts them to mitzvos. That's why that's a higher level, because tshuva miyira, we wipe out the sins, but they're wiped away, but there's still like a little taint. It's still there. But tshuva miyava, it actually converts those sins into mitzvos. So the goal is to do tshuva miyava and try to get to the point where we can do tshuva because we love Hashem so much. The same way, this is connected to the same way when we see Avinu Malkeinu. Are we serving God as a child of Hashem or as a servant of Hashem, as an eved of Hashem? Avinu Malkeinu, is he our father or is he our king? So if he's a king, we're like a servant, then we fear the king's punishment. That's tshuva miyira. But serving him as a father, as a child, will listen to a son will listen to a father, that would be tshuva miyava. So the goal is to treat Hashem like he's our father and we love him and we shouldn't be disappointing him. And I wish everyone a lot of success in trying to reach this level of tshuva for their Yom Kippur. And that's basically the vort I wanted to say. The goal is to get to the point where we love Hashem so much, and we don't want to disappoint Him. So how can we do how can we sin? And that's why, and we love Him so much, and we'll get to the point where we be Ahav Shu, Ahav Hashem, and we obviously it's okay to fear Him. It is normal. It's a good it's normal to have that. But we want to go get the goal of Tshuva Miyava. So everyone have a Gemar Chasima Tova, and hopefully Mordi can give us another slot later this week for Yom Kippur to give us a nice sport on Yom Kippur. Thank you so much. Good night, everyone. Take care.